today in the Visionary Chronicles, we're going to take a little sidestep today. I'm actually very proud to announce that I'm actually releasing my first book, The Visionary Brand, The Success Formula Behind the World's Most Visionary Brands. It's been a labor of love for about, I'm going to say, going on 16, 18 months now. And so we've gotten a tremendous amount of feedback from those that have read the book. We call them ARC copies, or those advanced reader copies. So very fortunate to have some very high profile reviewers of the book. You're always nervous as an author to see what others and peers in the industry think of what you've written. And very fortunate to have gotten a lot of 5-star reviews and reviews from those that are critiquing the book and the flow of the book. So very proud of that. And also very proud of the fact that it's ready to go. We're actually going to be releasing the book on February 1st. So we've had about 6 to 8 months of promotion and marketing. So for the first time, you're actually going to be able to hear a little bit about the book today. And I felt it was an opportune time to kind of give you a little bit of a background on the book, a summary, where it can be purchased. And also for those listeners of the podcast, I'm also going to offer up a free ebook, and with the hopes that you will also provide a review of the book, as so others, many others have been able to do and so generously able to do. And we're very, very appreciative of that. So for us, and for me in particular, and those the we are publishing the book, and we're going to have it both in ebook form as well as hard copy form. Hard copy will be $24.99. The ebook will be $5.99. So you're getting that nice $5.99 value for just being a listener to the podcast. So hopefully you'll enjoy the book as others have. And I wanted to give you a little bit of introduction to the book today to give you an idea of kind of this journey that I went through to writing the book, and then also where we're at today with the publishing of the book, and give you a little idea what's inside the book. And so we, again, are ready to publish that on February 1st on ebook and hard copy. That'll be available through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and pretty much globally, which is very cool. So we've done a lot of marketing on the book for the last 8 to 10 months. And I've done a lot of interviews, a lot of PR media on the book. So again, we look forward to getting it out there and have it in everybody's hands, and hopefully everybody will enjoy it as much as the initial reviewers have. So that's why we're crossing our fingers and hoping that everybody will enjoy the book. You can also get the book at my website, as well as liquidmindsite.com, liquidmindsite.com. And on my personal site, briansmeltzer.com, you can get the book as well. So feel free. It's on a pre-book right now, but it will be available in a couple weeks. So with that, let me just give you an introduction to the book, this kind of what I call this journey from where we started and where we're at today, and the context of the book, and really the vision behind the book, and you know, and why we wrote it. So again, the book name is The Visionary Brand. Subtitle, The Success Formula Behind the World's Most Visionary Brands. So kind of the summary of the book is I talk about this vision or visionary. You know, just a few letters different, but really what a difference it makes on those three letters. You know, and one that we really dig in on in the visionary brand. You know, what are those foundational principles found in visionary brands? And what is this formula that they have for long-term success? I've always found that to be very fascinating with all of the brands that I've been with. Most of the brands I've been with, either directly or indirectly, have been global brands, those that you're probably very familiar with. Oakley, K-Swiss, TaylorMade, Adidas, Nike, whatever it happens to be. I've been very fortunate to be with and in leadership roles, executive level roles with each of these brands, as well as working directly with other global level brands with LiquidMind. So it was always curious to me, you know, just because you have a vision doesn't mean you're a visionary. You know, this is kind of that, what I call in the book, a paradox that's faced by a lot of brands, is people in the wrong roles doing the wrong things, and they're really disruptive internally. Interestingly enough, disruptive companies don't want internal disruption. They want to have external disruption. So I explore that in the book. How does one brand lose its premium status while others thrive from generation to generation? So I give examples in the book about that. You know, a lot of brands such as a Reebok or a Puma or brands such as that, where they were once a very premium brand and then they lost that status, and trying to get that back is extremely difficult, if not impossible. And the visionary brand takes this insight, you know, and we provide a clear, definitive outline of the why and how these brands interact, you know, and what it takes to achieve this visionary status. You know, we explore these generational brands and the revolutionary products that have sustained their vision, you know, and allowed them to maintain their industry lead for generations. And it's interesting, as you look at these brands, in order for them to maintain their generational lead, it really takes this, what I call innovation pipeline through a breakaway design concept. So in the visionary brand, we explore all of this, you know, so kind of looking at, hey, what was my journey, you know, on the visionary brand? So this kind of gives you a little bit of a feel of what were the last, let's say, 12 to 18 months of pulling this together and really wanting to do something of value to you as my listeners and readers out there of the book. You know, so when I decided to write the visionary brand, you know, I was very fortunate, as I'd mentioned on many times, very fortunate to have been inside some of the world's most creative, disruptive, and revolutionary brands. You know, while with Oakley, I was there pre-IPO, which was very bad boy days. We had a reputation in the industry which was very envious of others and brands that wanted to be like us. Then you have brands like K-Swiss, TaylorMade, Adidas, Nike, whatever it happens to be. These were all brands where their bloodlines, and the bloodlines of those brands were really things that were ingrained in me from day one and starting those brands and being inside the four walls and corridors of those brands. You know, these brands each were different, you know, positioning themselves differently, engaging strategically, you know, creating consistently, and understanding why they exist, you know, how they're unique, building a culture that drives that passion for driving the brand forward. And that's things many times that are lost in translation with brands, or brands don't understand why they exist. They may make a great product, but unless they understand who they're selling to and who they are and why they exist, it becomes very difficult for them to build loyalty. And especially with this D2C like you're seeing now, it becomes extremely difficult for them to build long-term value with their consumer and their community. You know, so I found each of these was very fascinating. You know, and having been inside the walls of the executive suite, seeing firsthand how these great brands operated, you know, was a experience I found few get to experience and witness firsthand. You know, so this experience, along with having that passion for reading, absorbing, you know, how other great brands were able to navigate the path of success for generations effectively. You know, if you look at this, very few have been able to stand and sustain their success for generations. And it's those that I found the most fascinating. Those companies, those leaders, how did they do it? And how did they build these great brands? Many times when you look at the great brands out there today, weren't great brands to start with. And those that were great brands that they put back up on that pedestal of being a great brand, how did they do that? So building from this was a great base of knowledge that I had, which was interesting both inside and outside the four walls of these companies and brands. So these insanely great companies, you know, and the leaders behind what I call the curtains, the wizards, pulling the brand along and successfully executing a vision no one else could see or comprehend, I found both intriguing, fascinating, and one that I wanted to put down on paper. So it's a collaboration between direct inside those four walls experience and also applying the knowledge of those other brands that had this generational visionary success. So these experiences, you know, were the inspiration for the book. And this is where the journey started for me and putting together and starting to write the visionary brand. You know, having been with these brands, you know, and throughout the years, I found they were truly no one visionary brand, interestingly enough. And what I mean by that is that some were very close, but none were the visionary brand. You know, all a company that had all of these pieces we'll talk about in place. One piece was always missing. So what I call some had most, but none had all to achieve this status. You know, so as I prepared to write the visionary brand, I wanted it to be an outline of the pieces required to achieve visionary level. You know, a lot of people talk about visionary brands, visionary companies, and certainly Apple's of the world, the Sony's of the world, whatever you want to talk about, we're all very visionary brands. Nike, Adidas, in their own right, were extremely visionary, obviously, because they're still around today after generations. So I also wanted to intend to interpret the content quickly, you know, and be able to apply it to your day-to-day and long-term strategy. So what you'll see in the book was the content was something that maybe there's a piece in your company or brand you're missing, that you would be able to pull that content out, apply that knowledge to your company and implement it quickly and understand it. That to me was extremely important. So in literally after having read hundreds of books, you know, all of these books predominantly were bios of great leaders or disruptive brands. You know, most were told from the outside-in perspective or academic standpoint. And so when I look at that, I felt this inside perspective, having been in the four walls of these brands and also part of the executive team, was extremely important. I think that's great to have academic knowledge, but it doesn't really lend itself to being valuable to a company or a brand that's looking to be visionary. So a lot of book smarts, but really not of inside the four walls of a brand smarts, I felt was extremely important and a point of difference with the visionary brand. So when you look at this perspective from an outside in and an academic standpoint, what I always found with these books is, you know, none of these were easily applied, you know, nor were they particularly beneficial unless you're a multi-billion dollar brand with significant resources to execute their strategy. You know, more often than not, you're going to see in working with brands that they're small to mid-cap companies or startups. Those are the ones that are going to set the vision for the future. Now, you have generational brands, but they have the engines firing on all cylinders. So you want to make sure that when you give advice, you provide content that's valuable to companies, have it easily applied, but understand you need to gain the respect who's ever reading your book. So I felt that was extremely important as well. So I wanted to take an entrepreneurial spin, being that's where I came from. I actually, as you know, built my own company from scratch. I started with a penny and made a dollar. I didn't start with a million and make two. So when you look at this, you want to have the authentication of having been an entrepreneur and then translating that experience into brands where you've actually built something. You know, so with different brands having built divisions, part of the business development team, or leading the business development team on sales, marketing, product creation, whatever it happens to be, leading teams, leading divisions inside of brands, I felt that was extremely important to take what I had learned as an entrepreneur and apply that to companies and brands and put that content inside of the visionary brand. So that's the structure I used with the content of the visionary brand, where it can be applied with limited resources, brands both big and small, and a measurement in results. So that was a very important piece of when I look to build the content for the visionary brand. So it's been a passion and a and a long time goal to write this book, but certainly took a significant amount of time learning the industry, as well as not just writing the book, but making sure first and foremost that the content was in the book was great content. And hopefully you think the same, that what is inside of the book truly is great content and something that you can apply to your company and to your brand. So this is something, when I set out to write the book, was really something where I said, hey, if I read this after being inside of the brands and companies and being able to apply this, would it be valuable? And I felt truly in my heart and soul and the passion that it is truly something that you can utilize in your company for long-term success. So it's been a passion and a long-time goal. You know, many times, you know, I wanted to hang up my pen, and other times spilling out thoughts that seemed never-ending. It was just kind of this dichotomy that I dealt with while writing the book, and one that was a true passion, and one that I felt, if it's finally penned out the way it should be and the flow is the way I want it to be, will be extremely valuable to you when you read it and you apply it to your company, and also apply it to your teams and functional groups inside of your company as well. So both of these extremes are why I feel the visionary brand is so, what I call, tangible to leaders at all levels and industries. And that's fortunately one of the comments that we consistently got in the reviews was the content and how easily the read is and how easily it is to interpret and apply. So we have case studies. We have also a lot of imagery inside of the book, graphs, whatever you want to see. A lot of this is both visual and verbal. So you'll find a clear, tangible path to understanding, achieving, and realizing the pieces of putting your visionary brand puzzle together. I guarantee that. And what you'll find in reading the book is there's a lot of things you may not have thought of, which encompasses a visionary brand. And, you know, one of the chapters, or several of the chapters that I have at the end of the book, probably the most important ones. When you talk about culture, you talk about faith, you talk about courage, you talk about these things that are required of an entrepreneur beyond making great product and knowing the financial acumen of your company. You're going to need to be able to lead your team in tough times. You're going to need to have the faith to call upon someone at a higher level than you in order for you to get to the next level. And then you also need to ensure that the culture is conducive to a passionate team, building a passionate team, growing a passionate team, and being able to build that loyalty with your community. So again, putting your puzzle together, I intended to make it clear, tangible, and fun to execute individually and as a team. You know, achieving visionary status seems intangible to a lot of people, both companies and brands that I've worked with, as well as with Liquid Mind. It just seems all of these steps to become visionary. How can I be visionary if I don't have $1 billion in sales? How can I be visionary if I can't cut through the crowd? So again, visionary status seems to be intangible to most, but it's meant to be by design. It's got to be tough to be visionary. But I don't care what size company you are, you can establish yourself as a visionary within your category, big or small. The preference is to be small, because it's the rabbit versus the turtle. It takes a lot of time to move around a tanker versus a speedboat. So when you look at that, make sure that you look at being the underdog isn't necessarily a bad thing. You have the ability to make decisions quickly. You also have the ability to have an impact almost immediately. So however, if you can acquire this insight into building your path to generational success, while putting these pieces in place, I will have served my purpose in writing the visionary brand. So that's what I hope the takeaway is with the visionary brand, is that you're able to take this content, the pieces of the puzzle, of the visionary brand and apply that to your company. See where your weak points are or where you can eliminate, implement rather, a more effective strategy around maybe your culture. Maybe you need to have more courage. Maybe you need to take more risk. The entrepreneur is one that understands the risk involved, but also learns how to limit the risk, but doesn't eliminate it. So inside the cover of the visionary brand, you'll see step-by-step insight into what an authentic visionary brand is. You know, how does this machine run? What's their point of difference? And how these tangible and intangible points of difference allow them to effectively crush their competition. So, you know, what makes a truly visionary brand? Is it product? Is it innovation? Is it culture? Is it marketing? In the visionary brand, we say it's all of the above. It takes great product. It takes an innovation strategy, not just talking about innovation, but having a true, what we call inside the book, a breakaway design strategy, which we had similar at Oakley. Is one of the things that was always ingrained to me was don't worry about the competition. If you're doing your job on your breakaway design strategy and innovation pipeline, that it'll take care of itself. And you'll have always have the competition in the rearview mirror. Culture, marketing, all of these things are important. You know, far too often what I've seen inside of brands, having been with them as well as working with them, is that far too often they concentrate on product. I'm not saying product's not important, but I'm telling you the other pieces of this puzzle, and we talk about it on the Power Triad inside of the book, is product, marketing, and sales. This Power Triad of these three different functional areas working together as opposed to competing against one another. So what you want is this communication and this culture that's all driven around this vertical integration of a visionary brand. So, you know, what is this success formula that's built these iconic brands like an Apple, a Nike, and Adidas, and allowed them to sustain their brand vision for generations? So we talk about that in the visionary brand. You know, in the visionary brand, we explore what's at the core of these generational brands and how you become visionary, along with discussing the foundational pillars. And I'll talk about that a lot of these foundational pillars that I have it in the book. It's very visual. You'll see the pillars of the foundation that brands are built off of and needed to achieve visionary status. You know, defining the origins around creating this, what I call masterpiece. You know, there's a chapter in the book, which is truly the artist. You know, Steve talked about that all the time with Apple, was that you can have great product innovation, but you need to have the artist that understand simple is sophisticated. You know, how does the consumer interact? What is the artistry around the product and the brand and the company? So creating this masterpiece and why having all these attributes is so elusive for companies. That's why there's so few visionary brands. So again, I say it's the visionary brand because there are companies that are close, but some have most, but none have all of these pieces of the puzzle we talk about in the visionary brand. So the visionary brand outlines strategic elements to implementing this formula we talk about. So what are some of these elements of the formula that we talk about in the book? You know, defining your vision in creating your path, these foundational pillars of success, you know, creating a continual flow of innovative ideas and products. You know, how do you do that? You know, how do these brands continually, year after year, month after month, create these great products? Well, it comes from great ideas and adaptability of these ideas from other products. And we talk about that as well. You know, developing a breakaway design strategy. I learned this from Oakley. It's a great strategy to this day, crushes the competition. If you have the ability to always have this, what I call steps in front of the competition innovation on a breakaway design that may not necessarily be applicable in everyday markets, but can apply and draw down and trickle this technology into other products, it's a runaway hit. So developing a breakaway design strategy, we talk about that. Maintaining premium positioning. You know, too often than not, there are brands that try to have their cake and eat it too, we talk about, is be careful where you distribute your product. The perception is everything from the consumer standpoint. Now, D2C makes it a lot easier for brands. But when you talk about brick and mortar business and retail distribution, be careful where you put your product. You could very quickly degrade brand equity in the wrong distribution channel. So be careful. And then the other is we talk about building a passionate culture. You know, it's a lot of times what I didn't read in any of the books, hardly at all, hundreds of books, was talking about a culture because they haven't been inside the four walls of a brand. So you have to be inside the four walls of a brand in order to understand how to build this passionate culture. That culture bleeds into loyalty with your community, which as a result helps you to build your D2C business because your community is where the loyalty comes from and the long-term value of consumer revenue. So we also talk about is market driving versus market driven strategy. You know, are you the leader or the follower? So we talk about that strategy as well and becoming a leader versus a follower. Having the courage to be great. You know, when your team looks at you as a leader, the visionary behind your company, but you always limit your risk or don't take any risk at all. That isn't the courage to be great. That is taking the path to being conservative. No great brand has ever built a great product without having taken risk and failed again and again and again. That's courage. Courage to embrace risk. Courage to embrace failure. Very few leaders have that trait. It's not natural. So when you look at great, innovative, visionary companies with great products that have lasted for generations, every single leader at the top of those companies has embraced failure and risk. So with the visionary brand, you'll learn how to take your brand to the next level, you know, by defining your vision and foundational principles, you know, building this continual flow of innovations through a breakaway product strategy, maintaining premium positioning, and creating a passionate culture embraced by your brand and your community. So, you know, what are some of these, real quick, some of these chapters that we talk about inside of the visionary brand? So the first we get at is the journey in the brand itself. You know, it starts with the journey to writing the book and then defines what a brand truly is built from the ground up. This is what I call foundational principle, this foundational perspective. You know, then I talk about the vision itself and the elements around a great visionary brand. We move from the vision of the brand and how companies separate themselves through foresight and a product innovation pipeline. You know, I discuss how this revolution is different and defines these visionary brands and how imitators will never be leaders. Innovate, never imitate. So when you look at the elements that set great brands apart and allow them to sustain their category leadership for generations, disruption, being different, case studies around each, that's what we talk about in the vision and the elements of being a visionary brand chapters of the book. Then we move on to brand positioning, the omnichannel. You know, from vision, I move to the marketplace positioning, omnichannel strategy, ensuring you're consistent in all you do, being authentic, ensuring the bloodlines are true to the vision, your strategic competitiveness, lifestyle marketing, and being the best at all times. We talk about that with positioning and omnichannel. What does that mean? We take a little bit different spin with omnichannel. We talk about being vertically integrated as a brand in all you do. And then we move on to what I call the power triad, this triad of product, marketing, and sales, and also the culture. which I talked about before, unless you've been inside the four walls of a brand, you can't talk about culture. You may have all the book smarts you want, but unless you've been inside the brand and being able to understand what a great brand does and how that engine runs and how the people interact inside of that company and how to build a consistently great culture, you can't talk about it or put it in a book. So I'm hoping that this is also something that helps you as you go and read the visionary brand as well. So we talk about that product, marketing, sales, that power triad. How do they interact? How do they work together inside of a great visionary brand? You know, how they drive that brand forward and how each of these functional areas builds a culture to be envied by all your competitors. So that's one thing. How do you get great people to work for your company? Well, they come to you. You don't go to them. You get people knocking down doors to work at a great visionary company. You know, so from the power triad and the culture, we move on to the product vision itself, the vision product, the ecosystem around how you capture continual ongoing revenue and business through your ecosystem. And we give, and I give concrete examples of products that have built this unbelievably great ecosystem that allow them to sustain revenue for generations by design and by itself. You know, how do you build not just an independent product, but a dependent product that has tentacles to it that drives multiple channels of revenue? So we talk about that. We talk about breakaway design, innovation pipeline, drawdown strategy, and commercialization. You know, each of these is what I call a strategic arsenal weapon of brands that they deploy every day. They're leading through extinction, product extinction. Get rid of a product at the top of its supply and demand, and then bring in the next generations and bring down the price point and capture everybody across your supply and demand curve. Very few leaders are courageous enough to want to pull their product at the height of demand in order to bring in another product and move that one down the food chain so somebody else can purchase it at a lower price. Very few have the courage to do that. So we talk about that. You know, so they're leading through extinction. And also, they're building this ecosystem wherever they can that allows brands to capture a community and make a loyal following. The loyal following and also the tangible community that you have that's been built over time is one that sustains your long-term revenue growth with D2C. So we talk about that in product vision and the ecosystem. You know, then we move on to what I call the fuel and the user experience. The fuel is really the marketing of the brand, the company itself. You know, you need to have fuel in the engine of the car in order for this thing to go. Without fuel, it goes nowhere. And I talk about this analogy of having a Lamborghini or a Ferrari. It looks great in the parking lot, but until you put fuel in that car, it goes nowhere. It may look pretty, but marketing is going to put that fuel in there to have this thing maximize its potential and be able to get where you need to go as a company and as a brand. So marketing is the fuel that keeps a brand moving forward. You know, we talk about executing on the vision and ensuring its positioning is always consistent and authentic. And authentication is a big thing with brands that have built this equity over time. These generational brands are always authentic to their community. So we talk about that as well. Personalization is key now. Making sure that you understand and can personalize and be able to embrace your customer individually. An ambassador engagement, making sure that they believe in your product as much as you do. These are two unique platforms for brands to ensure they continue to build their community, the heart and soul of D2C revenue. So I talk about that in depth. It's really an important piece of a brand being visionary is personalization and identifying the customer and also making sure that the ambassadors are on board with your vision for the company and the realization of that product and that they also believe in the future of the company. And then the last couple chapters we have in the book are, we talk about artist and courage. I love these chapters because nobody talks about them. When you talk about artists, these are rarely discussed, but I felt they're probably the most important ingredient to put in this formula. For without artist and courage, you have neither the creativity to be different or the guts to take risks. That's really summary of those chapters. We talk about what is an artist? What does an artist do? What is the artistry around this team, this orchestration of a team, and how do you build the team and have everybody working together in this kind of concerto, this beautiful music? And what I talk about is many times the analogy with a brand is that you have someone in the wrong instrument or someone that shouldn't be in the orchestra at all, but they continue to play. Guess what? You could have 100 players in the orchestra, but if one sounds horrific, guess which one you hear? So it's the orchestration of this artistry of a brand that's really beautiful when it all comes together, and I talk about that in the book as well. Encourage, courage to be great, courage to have faith, believe in a higher power, believe in someone greater than you that it's going to help you get to the next level or help you get through a storm. Everybody has storms. I had my company for 10 years, and I can't tell you how many storms I felt I had to walk alone, but I didn't walk alone. So having that courage and the faith, and I talk about that a lot in the book because I realize how important it is to entrepreneurs to have that. So in summary, the visionary brand was written for those looking to understand what is significant, you know, being visionary, being different to sustain long-term success and what that takes and what they do to create brand loyalty. You know, it's also written from the inside out perspective and also a lot of knowledge from visionary brands and leaders and how did they create their generational success. So understanding this is as much personal as it is business acumen. So I say, be a leader, be a visionary, be compassionate, be great. So I hope you enjoy the book. It's been a true passion of mine. It's going to be released in February of this year. So I would certainly appreciate you reaching out to me at briansmeltzer@outlook.com and letting me know what you either thought of the book or you would like an ebook. You can go to briansmeltzer.com or liquidmindsite.com and download the ebook with the hopes, again, that you'll provide a great review as we've been so fortunate to have with others who have read the book as well. So again, it's been a passion of mine. I hope you enjoy the book. I would love to hear your feedback and enjoy the ride.